Do you have a question that contributes to others? On Monday I asked you for ideas and questions. I have gotten a few. I am answering some of them publicly. None of you said what I wanted to know. Each question put the ball to my side of the court. None of you expressed any commitment to anything other than to get personal answers, the desire to receive for the self alone. It is what is. Here are some of the topics. Food combining. Food combining is a theory that certain foods don't digest well, don't digest completely when they are together in the stomach. When you are young, under 30 years old, it seems you can eat anything in any combination, and people do. But over 30, what seems to be the issue is that enzymes, which are a certain type of protein causing chemical reactions in the body, are depleted. The body cannot manufacture enzymes, it needs to come from food, and today's humanity doesn't eat real food. So the enzymes are depleted. We are born with a rich storehouse of enzymes, but the kinds of food we eat deplete it. So the scarcity of enzymes is one of the reasons we can't digest our food properly over 30. The other reason is this. Proteins need strong acidic environment to break down to amino acids, the building blocks of any living thing. And improperly or incompletely broken down amino acids are not only useless for the body, but if they leave the stomach they are toxic. It causes self-toxicity. So instead of making this too complicated, I'll say two rules of food combining. 1/carbs and proteins don't digest well together. That is almost all sandwiches, almost all meat and potato types of dishes. Carbs need alkaline environment, proteins need acidic, and the two don't happen at the same time. 2/fruits make the stomach empty the undigested food as soon as the fruit feels digested. So the fancy salads you think are good for you probably have some fruit in them to make it more interesting, or your stew, or your condiment. This is why I started to eat like peasants eat in Hungary. One of the readers would be willing to immerse himself for a week in learning to heal and transmit source energies, like I do. I didn't learn to do it. Or if I did, I didn't have a teacher. I invented it, exactly the way I invented mathematics, or physics for myself. If you need to be taught, you will never have it. I think it is the same for many things. Music. Marketing. Copywriting. Writing. Painting. Humor. Leadership. You need to want to and you need to invent them for yourself. They cannot be taught. Those who need to be taught will just be rote imitators. No one taught me to connect to Source. Source was there, I felt it, so I jumped into it. No one taught me to download energies. I pulled them down without knowing what I am doing. No one taught me how to be desire to receive for the sake of sharing. No matter how much you want me to, I can't teach it either. You simply turn yourself into no thing. The channel through which the light comes. And be in no way blocking it, hoarding it, or considering it or yourself significant. When you do consider what you are getting or yourself significant, it is like stepping into the shower and making sure none of the water goes anywhere else but on you. You'll even save your overflow. Scarcity is a way of being. An ungenerous way of being, but most importantly, you are bathing in dirty water. Cancer is nature's answer to scarcity way of being. The words are, me, mine, only. You had healing and the numbers in your health measurements say you're healed. And yet some symptoms persist. Your symptoms, in this case, are not due to an illness, but to a condition, more often than not to some bad habit. It can be pain, it can be bleeding, and probably more. These two are what have been happening in my practice. You want to find your attitude, you want to find the eating errors, and other habitual things that you discount. Or you may want to ask the question, do I have a parasite? No healing gets rid of those little bloodsuckers. And no healing will change your mindset, your attitude, of rushing through life, forcing pooping, or eating stuff that makes your body very acidic. It is not acidic foods, for example, that make your body acidic, it is the digested version of the food, or your attitude. Surprise! The more forcing you are in life, the more you are acidic. And the opposite of forcing is allowing. You can practice allowing in my challenge series. In the reality challenge you learn to allow should and shouldn't to be just urges. Urges that you don't have to act on, urges you don't have to suppress. They are thoughts. Without that foundation, students who started a challenge further up the tree, are struggling, they don't have the foundation of allowing should, or reframing, or whatever would teach them to just allow. So they hurry, they effort, and they suffer. And, although nobody wanted to know about me, or how I am doing, I am going to share. For my own sake, permit me to be selfish. My health is not well. My heart is weak. and my muscle mass is disappearing on me, so every physical effort, like taking out the trash, is a monumental exercise in survival. And to boot, every bite I eat my stomach reacts to as if I had swallowed razor blades. So last night I caught myself thinking, there is nothing I can do. This is the end. Life is not worth living anymore. But that is a lie I tell myself. So I looked what my attitude, what my mentality, what my habitual ways of being have been that I can tweak, once I see them. What I saw is that either I am going to behave like I always have, and have the results I have been having, or it is really time to accept that I cannot behave automatically. That maybe I need to design my attitude so I can be well, while I am old and feeble. So none of the problems are illness. They are conditions. The results of age, self-abuse, and lack of exercise. This is where I am at with this. Curious and willing. Willing to surrender that I am not 20 years old anymore.